This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, 7:06, 10th of April. You're with the Morning Run, Julian Ng, Lin Mark and Jared Abdullah with you. The US stock markets closed lower yesterday with the S&P 500 snapping an eight-day winning streak on fears of escalation of trade tensions now between the US and the European Union. And also, IMF is worried about the global economic growth.
Yes, so all three main U.S. indices were in the red, falling between 0.6 and 0.7%. Markets in Asia also closed on a pretty mixed note. So Japan's Nikkei, Hong Kong's Hang Seng and the Singapore Straits Times Index all rose between 0.2 and 0.3%, while the Shanghai's Composite fell 0.2% and the KLCI was also down 0.15%.
Now, looking at Europe, stocks were lower, with the Stocks Europe at 600 down by 0.5%. Now, all this results coming from the stock market seem to be driven by the latest news on the US and EU trade tension, which US is threatening to levy tariffs on many European goods yesterday. In what they say is retaliation against European company subsidies for the aircraft manufacturer Airbus. Airbus stock closed down at 1.9%.
And in the meantime, this is also coming on the back of the IMF cutting growth for the world to 3.3% from 3.5%, which was the January projection. Also in the labour market, and this may seem contradicting some of the more negative statements, the job markets in the US in February seems positive. It's very tight and people have suggesting that people would have no problem looking for jobs.
Yes, so elsewhere as well, Saudi Aramco, the world's largest oil company, received more than $100 billion in orders for its debut bond sale. And as well, Israel's stocks climbed with the Israeli shekel as the country went to the polls yesterday. So crude oil also held above the $70 a barrel mark, holding the near five-month high.
So we have Tim Mulholland on the line, joining us all the way from Chicago, and his president of TJM Limited. Good morning, Tim. So President Trump is threatening to propose tariffs on selected European items, wine and cheese being mentioned, in response to subsidies to Airbus, which is Boeing's rival. Is there any legitimacy to these arguments? And do you see this escalating along the lines of the US-China trade tensions?
Well, you know, it's possible because, you know, U.S.-China deal is not resolved yet, although expectations are high. Europe would be a real bad blow because the European economy is really, on the ropes, if you will, already. So this would press it. But, you know, again, if it gets into autos, I think we got a very major problem. But, you know, it's interesting, this Airbus issue that they're talking about, this has been around for 15 years, and I guess their WTO is finally coming around to some sort of ruling. But the silver lining is at least Trump is giving some credence to the WTO. So I think he's, you know, serious, and people would say that he will risk weaker growth to push his trade agenda. And this new front in Europe, I think, is serious. But again, I think, we have to just keep an eye on it. But if it spreads into autos, I think that's a big blow. That's a huge blow to Germany in particular. And I think Europe would be, much more vulnerable than China was in the trade war last year.
And Tim, we also see that the February job numbers fell about 7% to 538,000. And this represents the smallest number of job openings since March 2018. What do you make of this? Because this seems to be at odds with the negative sentiments that's going around the world right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you look at the different type of economy, the two bifurcated economies in the world, the U.S. and pretty much the rest of the world. Although I would probably say, yes, Europe and the U.S. are going in two different directions. China, with their stimulus, is picking up a little bit. But again, I think it's interesting that, and again, I think Europe is the biggest concern that I have in the world right now. But, again, the problem so much isn't even jobs itself. It's the real skill level of the jobs required that seems to be the problem in filling. And that's, I think, making its way into what we're going to probably see in peak margins when earnings come out as well. To keep an eye on that. But it's an interesting picture. It's a tale of two stories.
Right. And Tim, you mentioned earnings when they come out, and because U.S. reporting season is about to begin. So what are your expectations of the earnings growth? And if they disappoint, do you think we'll see a sharp sell down since valuations are near an all-time highs?
It's interesting. This is the first time in 10 years since Q3 of 08 that we're going to see revenue rise 4.8% or so. and then earnings fall. So the first time you've seen earnings fall and revenue increase, that's kind of, I think, significant. And, you know, again, the expectations here, and a lot has to do with the semis and the tech sector from the China trade war really got hit pretty hard. That's going to be the weakest sector. But I saw earnings downgraded, looking for down 4.2% or so year on year. And to me, if it, you know, again, they're going to be looking to the second quarter. If we have two consecutive quarters of year-on-year growth decline, that's called an earnings recession. So I think it is serious, and I think it is something that could put a pause here, especially since we're stalling near the old highs from last fall.
Thanks, as always, for joining us. That was Tim Holland, president of TJM, talking to us all the way from Chicago. And Tim is talking about a bifurcated economy. U.S. is going in a certain direction and the rest of the world in another direction. Although I do think that with all the overhangs coming from the U.S.-China trade tensions, from Brexit, as also from this newly started trade tension between the U.S. and EU, this may affect the U.S. at some point. In fact, just going back to the IMF growth cut for global outlook, to 3.3% from 3.5% in January. I mean, just January, they projected 3.5%, and now they're seeing themselves in a position to cut that growth outlook.
Yeah, so this is actually the third time the IMF has downgraded its outlook in 6 months. Now, it's the weakest growth rate since the financial crisis when the world economy shrank, and it comes amidst a bleaker outlook in most major advanced economies, and it signs that the higher tariffs are waiting on trade. So the IMF's chief economist, Geeta Gopinath, said that this is a delicate moment for the global economy, and the IMF thinks that global economic growth will, however, recover in the second half of this year before plateauing at 3.6% from next year.
Yeah, at the same time, in recent weeks, a series of encouraging developments have boosted optimism about the world economy. Now, that includes the Fed's decision to put interest rate hikes on hold. And you know, there's also encouraging data coming from China manufacturing sector, as well as the U.S. job market, as Tim and Yu Julin have spoken about earlier. And that said, the IMF is warning that risks are skewed to the sort of on the downside with a range of threats to the global economy.
Yeah, I think investors generally like it in the short term, at least when things are not so good in the market, because this would mean that regulators around the world would have to either hold on interest rates or cut interest rates, and leading a lot of money to find a home going into the stock markets and property market, real estate, and even the bond markets. But over the long term, I think for the past 10 years, the analysts and observers have been talking about moving on to real earnings, a recovery in the global situation. And they very much want to look forward to that. We see that coming in China, hopefully. Yesterday, when we spoke to our guest on Market Watcher, he talked about stabilization. That's Freddie Lim from Stash Away. He talked about stabilization in Europe because there is a tug of war that's going on between the manufacturing sector, which is a drag on the economy, and services are coming up right now as well.
Yes, so if we also look at other highlights from the IMF's report, the fund cut its forecast for U.S. growth to 2.3% this year. So this was down 0.2% from January, because it said that this is reflecting the impact of the partial government shutdown. So that was earlier this year. That ended in January, as well as lower than expected public spending. Now, however, the IMF did upgrade its U.S. forecast next year. So they're up 0.1% to 1.9% on the Fed's shift to a more patient stance on interest rates.
We're going for a break right now. And after that, a $6.2 billion bailout possibly for Felda, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.